Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval, baby!
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Andrew, coming back at you with another episode of the Jaguar Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be doing a game recap of the Week 12 matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Atlanta Falcons. So let's get into it. The Jags drop this game to the Falcons, 21-14. They lose at home. They drop to 2-9. And, you know, off the bat, the defense looked really suspect in this game. There were some shining moments from Tyson Campbell. I think Roy Robertson-Harris had a sack, but it just, the defense did not look good. I think it didn't help that we did not have Shaq Griffin, but we gave up a lot of rushing yards on the ground to Patterson. He had 100-plus yards rushing, two touchdowns, and then offensively, just too many turnovers. You know, James Robinson had a fumble early in the first half, and, you know, that happened, I believe, after the Trevor Lawrence interception. You know, we were able to get a field goal and get on the board eventually in this game, kind of late in the first half to kind of, you know, narrow the Atlanta lead to 14-3. But penalties were a killer. I mean, you know, Roy Robertson-Harris had a penalty when Atlanta was kicking a field goal. So that didn't help. The Atlanta was able to, you know, get a first down. There were some shining moments on offense, really, with Marvin Jones Jr. He had an incredible one-handed catch in the second quarter. Laquon Treadwell had a bunch of catches in this game, was really active, had a lot of targets and looked good. Taven Austin got his first touchdown in this game, but I don't know, man. Trevor Lawrence didn't look good. Threw a pick. You know, he was 23 for 42. One touchdown pass, but one interception as well. And, you know, Tyson Campbell looked better. He had that interception, his first interception in the first half. That was pretty nice to watch. James O'Shaughnessy got going, you know, in the second half. He had a nice 2-point conversion catch there from Trevor Lawrence after the Taven Austin touchdown. But you know, the Jags just weren't able to get much going in the second half offensively to close the lead enough. You know, Matthew Wright would go on to hit a field goal in the kind of midway in the fourth quarter to narrow that lead to 21-14, but we weren't able to score after that. The Jags would have one last drive there and wouldn't be able to convert on fourth down. So the Jags would end up losing the game. I know I kind of gave you the cliff notes, jumped around a little bit, but I don't know. This is just a really disappointing loss, guys. I mean, just this looks like the same football team. I mean, just the penalties, you know, the fumble by James Robinson. But, you know, he comes back in the game in the second half and makes it up. But we just abandon, you know, James Robinson and giving him the ball. I don't know if it was punishment because he had that fumble. Or maybe Urban Meyer was just like, okay, I'm going to go with my guy, Carlos Hyde. But then, you know, I believe there was one key play late in the fourth quarter where Hyde, you know, dropped a key pass for a third down conversion. And, you know, Darian Mbigwale, he also had a big drop in the second half. You know, there just aren't enough weapons, in my opinion, around Trevor Lawrence. The coaching is bad. Daryl Bevel, he can't stick consistently to a game plan. You know, he kind of switches up. Are you going to stick with the run or are you going to go with the pass? I mean, I just doesn't feel like there's any consistency with this offense. They're not clicking. Urban Meyer looks confused. The team looks undisciplined. Tons of killer penalties. And that's coaching, guys. If you can't, you know, not hold your wide receivers, if you're jumping off sides, if you're getting personal fouls, all of that stuff, it's just the sign of an undisciplined football team. You know, Shad Khan, man, you're on the clock as the owner of the Jaguars. You got to make a decision here. I don't think you go with Urban another year. You know, if you want to stick with him for the rest of the season, I can understand that at this point. But I mean, I don't think you stick with him next season. I think you got to fire him after the end of this season. It's just bad. You know, he's not taking responsibility or any accountability, in these press conferences. You know, he was asked, I believe, by Shipley, John Shipley, one of the beat reporters, or maybe, I think Ship was just, reporting or tweeting about it. But, when asked about, you know, why, James Robinson wasn't on the field, for that, you know, key conversion, you know, and Carlos Hyde was out there, you know, Urban gave the same response pretty much that he gave following the Titans game, where it was a similar situation. Carlos Hyde was out there instead of James Robinson on a key play. You know, I think it was like a fourth and goal or something. But you know, Urban just said, I don't micromanage who's out on the field again. It's like, dude, you're the head coach. What are we paying you for? Why do you not know these things? Why are you giving these answers as the head coach? Why are we paying you freaking $10 million a year for you not to know what the hell is going on out on the field? It's absolutely ridiculous. It's inexcusable. It's lack of responsibility. It's lack of an awareness, and it's lack of caring and work ethic. You need to know what the hell is going on out there. And the fact that you don't know, and it's week 12 and we're already almost, you know, three quarters of the way through the season, and you don't know what the hell is going on. What the hell are you doing there? Why are we paying you all this money? You know, Shad Khan too, he needs to answer for this. Why the hell are you paying a guy $10 or $12 million a year to sit out there with his hands on his knees and his head down and moping and not knowing what he's doing, not knowing who's out on the field, not being accountable, being a distraction, distracting Trevor Lawrence and being a bad influence on him, and just not doing your job, not being on planes after losses with your team, hanging out with the grandkids and all that BS. Everybody's tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. I don't want to see this anymore. The fans do not deserve this. We don't deserve this. You know, and Trevor Lawrence doesn't deserve this. This is garbage. Shad Khan, you're on the clock, man. You need to do something about this. And you need to fire Trent Baalke too. We had a terrible draft. We had a terrible free agency. We had two legitimate free agents that we acquired, Marvin Jones Jr. and Jamal Agnew. We drafted a running back in the first round after we finished, you know, waiving our first round pick that was a running back, Leonard Fournette, in the offseason. That really helped. Now he's balling. He's balling over in Tampa Bay now. He had three touchdowns in the game against the Colts. So, you know, what the hell is going on? Travis Etienne out for the season with Liz Frank. It's not good, man. It's disappointing. I don't want to go on a rant, but this is just getting old. I don't want to be a part of the Urban Meyer experiment anymore. We've seen this. You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And it's the same situation with Urban Meyer. It's not going to change. So let's fire him. Let's fire Trent Baalke, the GM, and let's get on the right track. Let's go find a coach that could bring free agents in here, that can install a culture that will attract free agents and build a franchise that has longevity and hopefully win some freaking championships. Because this fan base deserves it. There are people going out there spending tons of money, you know, for these season tickets. And, you know, we're outnumbered even in our own home stadium. You know, 49ers fans. There's more 49ers fans in the stadium than Jaguars fans. That's ridiculous. It's a disgrace. So, Shad Khan, you need to do something about this. I'm sorry I'm going on a rant, guys, but it's just like, it's just enough's enough, man. Just, and also, thanks to you guys for showing up on the live stream today. I know it's tough watching another miserable game. You know, we We endured it. We had some good laughs, some good fun, but I just appreciate it. And I really appreciate you guys for supporting the channel, supporting me, and help build a community. It's really fun watching these games and doing live streams, even though we're losing right now. I still enjoy it and hope you guys come back for more. Hopefully when we start winning. But let me know how you guys feel about this game. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel, guys, if you want to support my work. I really appreciate it. Love you guys. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day, night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.